Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the author's studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City. And right now we are visiting with author Kenneth Cancellara, and he's written a book called Finding Marco. Hello, Ken.
Good afternoon, Les.
So tell me a little bit about Finding Marco.
Well, Finding Marco is a personal odyssey by a high-powered senior executive of an auto manufacturer who engages himself in a boardroom battle, and decides that he needs to reevaluate his entire life. And so, in doing so, he decides to go back to his roots in a small town in Acerenza in the Apennine Mountains, and there he seeks to reevaluate his entire life and the next phase of his life.
So he leaves home, he climbs the corporate ladder, he faces ethical and moral dilemmas, and then goes back to his roots.
It's ambition versus greed. It's basically spirituality that he tries to find at a later stage in his life.
Now, I hear a little bit of an Italian accent in your voice, Ken. I'm wondering how much of this is drawn from your own personal experience.
A lot of it has, Les. I was born in Italy. In fact, the same town where I plays Mark, this little town, Acerenza, this idyllic hilltop town in south-central Italy.
Did you enjoy the book writing process?
It was an absolutely exhilarating experience because I put so much of my passions in my own characteristics in it, that it was highly enjoyable. It was like going to a confessional, actually.
Tell me about the message you're trying to convey. What's your target demographic here, and what are you trying to tell them? What are you trying to teach them?
Well, there's a number of targets that focus us in the book. One, of course, is middle age. We're all either there or we'll get there. And there's burnout, there's issues of ambition, of external rewards, and the fact that we don't spend enough time just reevaluating our spiritual needs. So that's one target. There's, of course, the lover of Italian art and customs and food and scenery. Most of the book takes place in some of the most beautiful areas in the world, actually. And so it'll be attractive to individuals who enjoy everything that's Italian. And, of course, there's those who are looking for spirituality, those who try to stop to smell the roses and just don't seem to find the time to do so. The book finds a secret way of doing that. So there's a number of targets that this book will appeal to.
Ken, did writing the book give you a good excuse to go back home and do the research?
No, it gave me many excuses to go back home and do research. Absolutely. I enjoyed every minute of it.
I'll bet you did. Is this your first book?
It is my first book, my first novel. I've been an attorney for almost 40 years, and so I've written and published a number of articles, but those are dry articles that deal with law rather than items of spirituality that this book actually focuses on.
Legal briefs versus a novel and a fictitious novel. I mean, you get to use your imagination, your creativity.
That's exactly right, and you get to use sort of a part of your brain and your heart and your soul that you just don't get a chance to practice in business or in law. And I've been both an attorney for many years, and I've also been a high-ranking senior executive. And this book complements the other part of me, that spiritual vacuum that we all feel at some stage in our lives.
I see the joy in your face, and I hear the joy in your voice. I'm guessing there's another book coming soon, yes?
Well, I've begun a sequel. Mark tries to find Marco. Marco, of course, symbolizes the idealism, the youthful idealism in all of us. And the sequel will deal with the next stage in Mark's life. Having found that idealism, how do you keep it?
In the meantime, the first book, once again, is called Finding Marco, and the author is Kenneth Cancellara. Ken, thank you.
Thank you.